And good Wednesday morning, Brady Bowman with you. Welcome to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Got another great show, probably our best one we've ever done. If you're really going to have to press me about it and really ask me, I think we did it. This is the one right here. We're going to start things off with Wamego Superintendent Tim Winter, who is in studio with us. A little bit later in the program, we'll have Dr. Trevor Gaskill of Orthopedic Sports Medicine be in the studio to talk about all sorts of different topics with us. But right now, as usual, it is Wednesday. It's time to talk some schools. Just never gets old. When we got to, oh, by the way, Sam Henney on the other side of the glass right now for us. Thanks, Sam, for helping us out. Superintendent Tim Winter, Wamego, good morning. Happy Wednesday.
Good morning, Brady, and thanks for putting the pressure on here. This is going to be the best show ever.
I've already decided it. There's nothing you got to worry about.
Okay.
It's already in the books. Best right. one.
Well,
I'm confident.
Then it doesn't matter what I say or do.
Well, and with that attitude, it could very well be the best in focus we've ever had. Well, things in Wamego?
Things are going great in Wamego. We've just got a lot of good things going on. It's, of course, spring, even though the weather's not going to feel like it this weekend, and as well as last weekend. Last weekend, we had prom, and I think many area schools did, so I know the administrators were a little worried about outdoor promenades and things like that when the forecast was calling for snow on last Saturday, but thankfully, even though it was a little chilly, 45 and sunny was bearable. So, yeah, we had prom last weekend. It went very well. And just have a lot of other good things going on. This past Monday, we had a board meeting and recognized a plethora of students and teachers who are just doing fantastic things in the classroom and in activities. We recognized Coach Troy Hemphill, and his basketball team, who qualified for state this past year, the WHS boys basketball team. We also recognized a group of middle schoolers. One of our social studies teachers, Adam Topliff, teaches a civics class at the middle school, and he's a part of the program called We Are the People, and they were at K-State and participated in that competition and garnered some awards, and so Mr. Topliff talked about that program and what the students had to do, and it's a really good activity in civic engagement and getting some of our young people some knowledge and information on what it means to be a good citizen and be a part of your community and so forth.
A quick pause, by the way. I do want to give some props to Coach Hemphill and your boys' basketball team.
Yes.
Just wanted to say that I was really rooting hard for you guys at state because you were facing off against Ark City High School in Ark City, Kansas. I'm from Winfield. I went to school in Winfield.
Oh.
So Ark City, that's always our biggest rival. The Cali Cup was always the big football game of the year. So as a true blue, go big blue Viking, I was rooting hardcore for Wamego during
well,
that game.
We all were, and they had a great season. And just ran into a really good Ark City team.
They did have a good team this year.
Yeah, kind of a third quarter. It had a tough third quarter, and that kind of did us in. And I think Ark City ended up finishing third or fourth.
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, so they did well. But, no, Coach Hemphill just does a phenomenal job. I think this is his second or third trip to state in about 5 years. So he just does a great job, and he's been around a long time. And I keep trying to bug him. I send him an email occasionally because I know he's got to be at some perennial mark for career wins, but he doesn't like to share that information, so I guess we're going to have to dig it up ourselves. But he's been coaching basketball at Wamego as an assistant in the girls program and then in the boys program for about the last 20 years, since the late 80s. So he's just a real fixture in our community and just does a great job in the classroom and with high school basketball.
And I've seen him do some theater
and
at times too. I think there's a musical theater. It was a while back. But
he likes to do that too. He likes to entertain. He's a great comedian, great dry humor. He coordinates and directs and writes and everything along with Hoo Hall, the big event that the Columbian Theater puts on the first week of August. And that's great timing for him, right when we're trying to get started at school. He's in the theater acting and writing and directing. He's a great supporter of the fine arts as well.
He does a great job, and that doesn't surprise me on the not wanting to getting to his career numbers. Very humble guy.
He is, for sure. Very humble.
And a lot of things that he can definitely celebrate. I remember when I first started working for the Manhattan Mercury, I first covered sports was the first thing I did. Rock Creek, Wamego was usually one of my beats. So I saw a lot of Wamego basketball games, a lot of Rock Creek basketball games, and got to talk with Troy quite a bit. Always enjoy talking with him. So anyway, I just want to give some more props on that. And again, that I was with you guys in spirit against the Bulldogs.
You bet. And I know you guys were there broadcasting. We appreciate that. But yeah, just wasn't our night, at least in the third quarter. But they played hard, had a great year, and very proud of them.
For sure. So, as you were saying.
Yeah, we also host a state science fair at Wamego, and actually this was the 52nd consecutive year we've hosted that state, or it's not the state science fair, excuse me, it's a state qualifying science fair, so a regional science fair. And we had several students participate. They just do a great job from elementary all the way up through high school. But we had a handful of students qualify for state, and I'm just going to give you a few of these students' names and their topics because they're interesting topics. Katie Zacco and Claire Wooler qualified for music influences on bacteria growth. Peyton Stewart and Bailey Thornton qualified for fly spray, homemade versus store brands. Caleb Braymeyer, his topic was changing the color of water without the use of dyes. Mark McKee, he tested salt and ice cream. What salt makes or best produces homemade ice cream? And actually, his results are interesting. Standard table salt freezes the best when
really?
You're making homemade ice cream. Yeah, I was rather surprised myself. And then Addison Douglas, her topic was the effects of temperature on a golf ball's flight. So, you know, those students work very hard putting that together, and they have to stand around and answer questions for a half a day as people judge and look at their science fair exhibits. And lastly, in terms of student recognition, we had 10 students qualify for national forensics this past spring. So Mrs. Topliff and 10 Wamego High School students are going to head to Washington, D.C. this summer. The board approved that trip, and that's the most she's ever had qualify. That's quite an accomplishment for her and her forensics program. So we're very, very proud of her.
A lot of great things there. Going back to the science fair, that has to blow your mind every year, just what these kids are studying and the intricacies of these projects.
And it's just it's really great that we have so many students to take an interest in that. Dr. Sylvester, high school science teacher, he leads that program and the science department in the district, and he and his wife and several teachers just do a fantastic job. Of course, this was the 52nd year, a couple years on the 50th. We had made a bigger deal out of it, of course, had a celebration, had some extra activities. And we usually have over 400 entries. I think it was that year or the year before. One of the other science regional fairs in Emporia was canceled due to weather. So all of those shifted and came to Wamego a couple of weeks later, and in that year we had almost 800 entries in that particular science fair. So it's a big deal. It's a great community event, and really proud of our students for participating and working so hard.
A lot of those projects you mentioned sounded incredible, and I was going to ask you one more question about all that, but we do got a phone call. We'll go ahead and take that real quick. Caller, you're on In Focus. Go ahead.
I'm so glad you're doing a good job without funding and all, and you have a place for us to bring the children when we get disappointed with where we are. I was wondering, with the number of children that you would have that are outside of the municipality in the rural area, if you could get a grant writer to participate in that ag program with the rural infrastructure development, if you could milk that some way to improve your situation before the school funding comes in from the state.
Mm-hmm. Well, we always are keeping our eye out for grants and things of that nature. It's definitely, I know schools all across the state, all across the country compete heavily for grant money. Anything we can do, we do take a look at, and it all helps. It all makes a difference.
And thanks again for that phone call. 75-537-1350 is the number to call. And before we go to break, real quick, going back to the science fair, because a lot of those projects you mentioned were just got my mind, got the gears going for myself as well. In some of those past science fairs, were any other projects that really stuck out to you over the years that just really kind of blew your mind?
Oh, wow. Put me on the spot here. Well, one I can think of, a high school student, I'm probably going to mess up the details, but it was some type of combustion engine project, and he rebuilt a combustion engine from like the, I want to guess and say that it was from the 30s or something, and that was just phenomenal how he could, he displayed that and really put a lot of time and effort into it. But there's just so many great things that happen. My memory recollection, being able to pull details out of the air like that, are limited, Brady. But every year they do a great job, and I would just encourage people, if they get a chance ever, to come walk through. It's open to the public. Those projects are on display Friday evening and all day Saturday when we host that event. So we'd love to have anybody and everybody come take a look and show their appreciation for our students' work. And it's open for students all across this regional area. So it's not just Waumego, but I know we get Rock Creek entries in Manhattan and all over the 5, 6, 7, 8 county area.
And when is that again?
It's always in the spring. It's usually that weekend right around spring break, either right before spring break. So typically like the second weekend of March.
So got to wait another year, but go ahead and put it in your calendars now. We all got phones. Yeah. Open up your calendar app.
There you
go. Put it in there. Give yourself some sort of reminder, because that ice cream thing, homemade ice cream, especially as we get closer to summer, is there anything better than homemade ice cream?
No, there's not.
Amen. My mom does a good job with it because my great-grandma did, and that got carried on, and that's good stuff. Let's go ahead and take our first break of the hour. More In Focus, talking Waumego schools here on News Radio KMAN.
KMAN News is brought to you by ESB Financial.